Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure again to be with you. I miss you guys. How's everybody doing? I am so excited about the show that we have today. And I'm going to introduce you to our first guest. And we're going to talk about, you know, food, which is a big piece of that food. A lot of people struggle with food and weight loss. And so let's hear this incredible story and this person that is changing, helping people change their lives and change their relationship with food. Paige Allison is the breakup food coach for people who want to permanently break their toxic relationship with food, to build a connection with themselves, their body, and food rooted in love, compassion, and trust. Paige has had a lifelong struggle with weight and had a lot of stories around why she could never lose weight and keep it off. She always believed she just ate too much. In 2019, Paige found a weight loss program that saved her. It was through this program that she learned why she was overeating and why it was never about the food. Paige became inspired to become a coach by being in the weight loss program and became a certified coach through the Life Coach School in April of 2021. She's also an advanced certified weight loss coach through Corinne Crabtree's No BS University and is currently in the Mind Body Eating Coach certification through the Institute for the Psychology of Eating. Paige continues to rewrite her own food story and helps her clients do the same to understand the reasons behind their emotional eating and overeating or binge eating. Welcome to the show today, Paige. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Cornelia. I appreciate the opportunity.
So, you know, when, in 2019, take us to 2019, to the point where that you must have gotten to a point. Something happened.
Yeah. So as you said in the intro, my struggle has been since I was 7 years old, trying to figure out food. And I was put on my first diet when I was 7 or 8 and, you know, told what to eat, the amounts to eat, all weigh and measure everything I put in my mouth. And what I also learned through my work on myself starting in 2019 is I had a huge story that, you know, I just couldn't figure it out. I always thought it was the food. I just couldn't control myself around food. And what I came to realize is when I was a young child, I would use food as a symbolic substitute for connection, for love, comfort, all of that. Because growing up, I didn't always get that from my family. So all through the rest of my life, I would turn to food in times of struggle, when I was sad, nervous, whatever it was, to try to get that comfort, try to get that connection, try to find that love. And in 2019, when I thought, you know what, I've got to do something. It's just, I can't do this up and down anymore. And a friend of mine was working with a trainer and doing a keto program. And I thought, maybe I could do that. Maybe that's the thing. So I signed up. I did it for a week. And I was sitting on my couch on a Sunday afternoon. And I was like, I can't do this. This is not going to be good for me. I just felt it inside. I was like, no, this is not the way. And I was on Facebook and a sponsored ad kept coming. It kept coming in my feed and I kept shooing it away. And finally, I thought, you know what? I'll just listen to this because maybe it'll stop coming in my feed. And it was Corinne Crabtree's No BS weight loss program. And the link took you to her podcast. And I listened to the very first episode and I was like, oh my God, like she gets it. Like, this is me. Like, this is exactly what my struggles were. So it felt amazing to find somebody that understood the struggle. Mm-hmm. And so I took her free course. I started learning. I joined her program. And that totally changed my life because it came at the approach of mindset and understanding why you're eating the food and, you know, how your emotions play into that and what you're avoiding when you're reaching for food instead of like reaching for somebody to help you with something. And being in her program inspired me to then become a coach because I saw so much growth in myself. I saw so much growth in my relationship around food. And so that is why I chose to become a coach, because it's not about the food. We think it is, but it's really about how your relationship is with food. And, you know, the toxic relationship is a lot of the beliefs and a lot of the stories that we've generated around food throughout our entire life. And what we've been taught by culture, parents, everything. And so when we hold on to those old stories, they keep us stuck. And so by learning to unravel all of that and really understand how those beliefs are affecting your relationship with food, which ultimately affect your relationship with yourself and your entire life. So I'm still a work in progress. And it's amazing. My most recent training that I'm in at the Psychology of Eating has really pulled my work to another level. It's really like getting into some more nooks and crannies that I kind of was kind of like, I don't know if I'm ready for that piece yet, but it's been awesome. And it's just been such a relief to really understand like what was really driving the behavior.
Yeah, I just want to applaud you for, you know, really wanting to get to the root and really heal what is there and what the behavior has been about, because you want to get to the bottom of it. And when you're talking about, you know, psychology of eating, that's going to really take you into it. You know, that's going to really take you into it. And also the other program, the No BS, to overeating. What was it called again?
The No BS weight loss course.
No BS weight loss course. Yeah. Yeah. And really, I mean, you know, so many people can relate to this. So many people. And I don't know what the statistic is in the U.S. right now for obesity. Do you?
I don't, off the top of my head. I do not.
I think this is a good for you also for your marketing as well, when you're putting this information out there, is to talk about it. You know, from, did you know that the obesity rate in, you know, the U.S. is so-and-so, whatever it is, but it's high. It's really, really high because there's so many people out there that are feeling what you're feeling, what yes. you felt, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been lied and manipulated into thinking that it's a one size fits all. Like you said, that keto wasn't for you. Now, keto is helping a lot of people. They mm-hmm. like keto, right? I know quite a few people that are using keto. What was it about keto that you didn't like?
I think it was about more of being told, like, here, eat this because this will help you. And that's the message that I had all my life, right? Like, you only can eat this. And what, at least for me, what it did is it took the pleasure out of food. And our bodies are built for pleasure. as a human on earth, we seek pleasure. And so not being able to eat certain foods was like, wait a minute, like not being able to eat certain foods drives your craving for them more. Because if you're told that there's something bad or something good, you're going to want the bad, right? So that in and of itself is like dismantling a belief. Like there's no morally good or bad food. There's food. And we're told by diet culture that, yeah, there are bad foods to eat. And so building your relationship with food is building your relationship with all foods and really understanding, like, why do I prefer this over that? But as you eat and ingest, food is information. Your body's going to speak to you. But if you've been so disembodied and separate from your body for your entire life, like I was, like I had no idea. What do you mean? Like my body is going to talk to me? Like, what do you mean? That no, it can't talk. Yeah, it can. And it knows way more than your brain knows. So it's like understanding that food is information and food is also a teacher. And so when I was on keto, it was like, what is this really teaching me? It's teaching me I can't eat certain things. And that's not a lesson that I wanted.
Yeah.
So that's why I chose. I was like, I need something that's going to help me understand, like, what is really going to help me? What's going to nourish me in the long run? It's not going to be this. It's not going to be keto.
Well, and I think, you know, you said the word that, you know, food is also pleasure. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, really, we want that pleasure. We want mm-hmm. that. What brings us pleasure, what brings us, you know, that comfort that you said. So I'm just curious right now. So what are you eating today? Like, I'm curious, like, what does your day of eating look like?
It varies, but I don't exclude any foods. I have learned what works for my body. So that's like, so breakfast could be, you know, scrambled eggs with some vegetables and a drizzle of olive oil, like, you know, getting those good fats, setting myself up in the beginning of the day really, really helps me.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. I eat protein. Lunches are usually like a big salad, but I'll throw protein, eggs, avocado, again, like those good fats. And then dinner could be leftovers from the night before, or I always have a bunch of roasted vegetables on hand. And so I could just eat a vegetarian dinner. Like, it really doesn't matter, but it's like understanding what works for my body has really taken that drama out of, what am I going to eat? Like, what? I can't eat this. I can't eat that. Yes, I can. I can eat whatever I want. It's how you're thinking about the food and how you're using that food. And for me, at this point in my life, I'm finally to the point where I'm using food for nourishment and I'm using food for, you know, to get that pleasure out of life. And part of what I've learned too is to be aware when I eat, because so many of us are on autopilot. Right. And we just sit down and we eat so fast. And when we eat so fast, it's a stress to our body. And so when we put ourselves in that stress, we can't digest correctly. We can't get that pleasure out of the meal because we're stressed. We just want to eat and be done. And that can tie into beliefs that food is my enemy. Food will make me fat. And those are those beliefs that I tackle with clients, because you need food to live, right? Food is not your enemy. It's your friend. It's there for a reason. But it's like we've been taught, again, to fear food. And it's, you can't fear food. You need it to survive. So go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you are happy, which I thought would be a good book, title of a book. You are happy with your food relationship. Like now you're looking forward to your meals, mm-hmm. creating the meals, making the meals, having the meal, yeah. rather than being, you know, it's more conscious. It's a more conscious relationship, right?
Absolutely. And
it seems to me, it feels to me that you're happy with it now. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, I think it's great that you're supporting others now with something that you yourself struggled with all these years. So you created a business and now you are going deeper. And then, like I said, who knows, you may write your own first book talking about, you know, how you changed your relationship with food. Yeah. So what is it that you want to say to our audience today? Tell us about how you work with clients, how they can find you on social media, and how they can contact you.
Sure. So I'm on Instagram. So it's at Paige Allison Coaching. And I also have a website, PaigeAllisonCoaching.com. Mm-hmm. And I work with clients one-on-one, private mm-hmm. coaching. And I offer a free call to just come in and let's coach and let me understand like where you are and what you're looking for. And I help my clients dismantle all those beliefs that they've had with them, all that baggage that they no longer need to carry, and really understand like where they're coming from and be able to give them tools and tricks and all the things to really like just crack that door open just a little bit, because trying to pull everything away at once never works, right? Yeah. So it's, we go in a little bit at a time, and there's no rush. It's understanding that it's going to peel back the layers just like an onion. And every layer, the deeper that you get, is just more investigation and more uncovering and more creating a relationship with yourself. And that's what's important at the end of the day.
So give us those social media handles again.
Sure. Instagram is at Paige Allison Coaching. And then my website is PaigeAllisonCoaching.com. I don't have a Facebook page yet. So just Instagram and my website.
Oh, great. I'm so glad that you came on, because I really think that the work that you're doing is going to help so many people out there to change their relationship with food, because mm-hmm. I know that, you know, obesity is a disease. It's mm-hmm. a disease. So I want to thank you, Paige, and thank you for coming on early and, you know, being so flexible. I'm so glad that you're on Instagram. And now we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we'll be right back. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say?
Welcome back, everyone, to Stories of Hope. My next guest is John Trent, a former two-time Nevada Sports Writer of the Year who lives in Reno with his ultra-running family, wife Jill and daughters Annie and Katie. A past president of the Western States Endurance Run and member of Western States Board of Trustees since 2004. He has been involved with ultra running as an organizer, volunteer participant, and journalist covering the sports since 1987. And I just found out in the green room that he's also an author, and he's a wonderful speaker too. Welcome to the show today, John.
That's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So your passion is running.
It is. Yeah. I've been a runner, you know, it makes me feel old, but I've been a runner since 1976, the first running boom that hit this country. I was a teenager, and I've been, you know, the three things that are super important to me in my life are my family, my writing, and my running. And sometimes that order gets a little mixed up, but running is super important to me. I feel like the people that I've met, the experiences I've had have really helped me, I hopefully be a better person.
So you came on this show today to inspire us with your story. So what is it that you want to say about, I love how you're so clear, your family, your, what else did you say? Your family, running, and then what was the next thing? Your writing.
My writing, yeah.
Yeah, and so you're very clear on your passions, what you're passionate about, because every single day we make choices in our life, what we're going to give our attention and energy to, right? And you clearly have that clear.
Yeah, I try to. And I think it's, given, you know, what you do and, you know, what your audience is all about, you know, this whole idea, and I didn't really realize this at first as I was a runner, you know, I just went out and I ran races and you race the clock, but you find that you meet people and their stories become your stories. You know, as you hear about their struggles, it kind of reminds you, it kind of puts into context your own struggles, and maybe your struggles, although they seem insurmountable, through the examples of others, you can find a path that you can follow as well. So, you know, if there's a message I'd like everybody to come away with today, it's we're not alone, you know, and whatever it is, whether it's running or your church or your community, there's all these different ways that you can come together and share these experiences. You know, so as I've gotten older, it can be a challenge physically to keep running, especially when you run 100-mile races like I do. You know, your knees give out, you have injuries. It can be a struggle and it can be really daunting. But I have run across people who, through their experiences, they've encouraged me to keep going. And because of that example, I like to give back. And so I try to encourage others too. You know, and I, what really has resonated with your, you know, your message that you give to others, I think I also live by as well. Anybody tells me anything at all, I always tell them, you can do this. You have it within you, this great reservoir that you can draw from to do great things, that you know, you deserve this and you can do this. So that's kind of the message that I always try to pass along to young runners, middle-aged runners, and old runners like myself.
So it's interesting you have a running family, because your wife is a runner as well, and your daughters are runners as well?
They all of them have all run 100-mile races like I have, which is crazy. And so, but yeah, they have similar experiences to mine. And they go out and they've helped me with my races, and I go out and help them with their races.
So you guys are involved as a family in the running. And so it's part of keeping, you know, your passion alive, but also, you know, the dopamine hit, I don't want to call it a hit, but the dopamine that you receive from running, right? Because that's also another thing. That's a healthy thing for us. So is that right?
It is. Yeah. You know, they're, you know, years ago, they used to refer to it as runner's high, you know, so I'm old enough where I could remember that when they talked in the 70s and 80s, you know, you would go out and you would sweat a little bit. And, you know, this chemical reaction that you're talking about, they called it runner's high. And I think a lot, even though that is kind of something that, you know, physiologically happens to you, there's a psychological component too, of just this idea of, you know, you're building towards something that, you know, every day you're finding You're finding joy and value in the activity that you have. And I think also importantly, you come to realize that, you know, we're not all great athletes, obviously, right? I mean, there are these Olympic champions, but if you, Cornelio, come out to an ultra marathon, you'd be surprised at the size, the shapes, the experiences, the backgrounds. It runs the gamut. I like to refer to us as the Island of Misfit Toys. If you remember from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer cartoon from years and years ago, everybody is valued and encouraged. And so, you know, so not only are we after that runner's high, we're also after that high of interacting with one another and encouraging one another to tell everybody that, yeah, you can run to the top of that mountaintop and it'll be fine.
So, and that's the other thing that you love so much, and that is being part of the community, that, you know, being a runner and then having the community to support and encourage each other. So like you said, there's all sizes there. So it's not all tall people or skinny people or whatever. It is all types of people is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no judgment. And there's just positivity and encouragement, you know, and I find that there's a lot of strength in that. And I also feel like, you know, one of the tenets that you always speak about this whole notion of giving back, there is such a value, intrinsic value in volunteering and going out and being part of whatever community it is. For ultra running, you go out and you work at these aid stations, you know, because you cannot go and run 100 miles all by yourself. You need to stop. You need sustenance. You need food, water, snacks. You need encouragement. And what I love is volunteering at these aid stations where a runner and, you know, to your earlier point, asking about like what part of my story is, there's always struggle. And you see these runners come in where they're just devastated. They can't go on. How do I go another 50 miles when I'm dead tired? But then you look them in the eyes and you tell them, you can do this. You're special. You possess something inside of you that's going to, you know, you're going to be able to move on and keep going. Because that's what life is all about, is just finding the strength and the fortitude to get that next step. And so when I volunteer at these aid stations, even though it's a long day and a long night and a long morning the next day, I just come away just totally energized, because you see that everybody can do this and they can keep going. And bringing your runner back to life and getting them to the finish line is more rewarding, I've found, than my own finishes as a runner myself.
That's incredible. I'm really, really inspired right now listening to this. I mean, imagining, you know, that there you are volunteering at one of these stations, and then you're able to give encouragement and inspiration to, you know, the people that want to quit, that maybe are, you know, like you said, they're really tired. How can I keep going? And then they come to you and you're like, hey, you're amazing. Keep going and keep, you can do this. You got this. And that's that little bit of hope. I just think that's actually brilliant. We should have volunteer stations for personal development or something like that, you know, struggles in life or whatever. Not just that. I think that's great for people to come to and go and just get that encouragement. Don't you think?
I agree. And, you know, I forget the figure, so pardon me if I don't get this exactly right about the percentage that you've talked about, where what we need to fight through is that 80% of negative thoughts, or however much it is. And that can be overwhelming. But if we can move people past, and that's what I have found in my running, there's all sorts of negative thoughts a runner is going to have when they're incredibly tired. But we get them into that positive realm. We remind them that they're special and that they've trained well, that they've prepared well. And don't let those negative thoughts, I've always found if runners are, if they're reminded, they are positive people, but they need to be reminded of that. And once they do that, they come back to life. And, you know, they and what's great is when you see them hours and hours later at the finish line. And, you know, so the organization I'm a part of is the Western States Endurance Run. It's the oldest trail 100 miler in the country. And we have this finish line where these runners, you know, you meet back up with them after you've seen them out hours and hours early. And the first thing they do is they run over to you and hug you and tell you, thank you. You've reminded me that I'm worthy, and that this was all something that I needed to aspire to do. And now that I've done it, it's wonderful. But they were in a deep, deep, dark place, but they just need to be reminded, you're good and you can do this.
You're such a wonderful man. I have to say. You know, I definitely can see why, you know, what you're doing and how you're giving back and how beautiful that is and how the connection to be there for other people, how that's so, it's so rewarding, you know, in the giving of what you're doing. And I can see that you're a wonderful husband and father as well. So I want to thank you so much for being who you are. Thank you for coming on the show today. I want to hear a little bit about your writing. What is your writing about? Are you writing a blog? Are you writing a book? What are you doing?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for that nice compliment. And to you too. I mean, the work that you do is really great. And I, you know, my hat's off to you because that's obviously your life's work. And thank you for taking time for others. I mean, that's wonderful. So thank you. So I've written a book. It's called Running Toward Life. And it's the subtitle is Finding Community and Wisdom in the Distances We Run. It's going to be coming out this spring through Broad Books Press. And it's a compilation of my experiences as a runner, as a journalist, you know, covering running, my own personal experiences and people I've met, where I talk about mentorship and I talk about companionship and I talk about struggle and challenge and these people that have shared their stories with me and my own stories too, and how it's really, really important at the end of the day to find two things, to find community. Your sense of belonging, your tribe, if you will, and also to find people who can let you know that you can do this. And again, you know, one of my great mentors who I mentioned in this book was a man who told me, you know, when I first said, I don't know if I can run 100 miles, and he without hesitating said, oh, you can do it. Those are powerful words. And when you hear them, they can really inspire you. So that's kind of what the book is about. I think even if people don't necessarily follow running, I think the humanity that comes through this book, I think people might enjoy.
You know, so I don't know if you're there yet or I'm reading into this for the future, but like, is this going to be, you know, a business that you're developing, maybe coaching, mentoring, speaking?
Well, you know, I do enjoy the speaking part of it. Even though all runners are introverts, I've always enjoyed that. You know, and I do here in my community and outward, I kind of informally counsel runners about how to train. You know, my own daughters, who I learn a lot about I've learned a lot about running from them, even though I initially, you know, counseled them. What I hope to do is just if people are out there. You know, I write a column for Ultra Running Magazine that I about once every month, more or less, that I contribute. If people know that I'm out there, they can come up to me and I'm going to encourage them. That's basically what I hope to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's so great. I mean, I'm even, you know, seeing that at your stations that you have, when the people come up, you know, make sure you have plenty of books in the trunk of your car and bring plenty of books because, you know, now once you write a book, you are then also in the book selling business, you know, that's also giving out the books, selling the books, you know. So I think it's great that you're writing about that and inspiring people. You know, a lot of times when life challenges us or whatever, you know, we need that one person that has the belief until, you know, like you said, you can do it. It's that belief that it's just like you said, it's that powerful, those words that you need to hear. And that it's kind of like a lifeline, throwing a lifeline to somebody that wants to give up and not keep going. So they have a belief in you before you might have that belief in yourself and to keep going. And then when they make it, when they get there, when they keep going, you know, that you can do is when they did it, then they have now the experience, you know, the knowing that, yes, I can.
You put that a lot more. I shouldn't be surprised. You put that beautifully. and that's exactly what, you know, what I'm about and what this book is about is, you know, sometimes people do not see what we have within us. And it, all it takes is that validation from somebody else to say, like, you know, you can do this, that can change the trajectory of a person's life. I'm, you know, running is something I hope to do until the day I die, you know, and I may be on a walker and I may be just kind of wandering around with a walker, but it'll feel like running to me because hopefully I'll be involved with my community, even at, you know, 90 years old. I hope they let the old man come into the aid station and volunteer and help others, because that's what truly gets me excited about the value of the sport and why it's so important.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to have that type of passion, really, to have that type of passion. That, I mean, that in itself is a huge gift, you know, that the way that you feel about running. And you always, you know, side by side it again with the community. You bring it back to the community and what it means for you. So I think it's wonderful. Do you have any social media handles that people can follow you?
Well, I'm barely on Instagram and Facebook. It is. I'm working on that. But, you know, again, you know, Ultra Running Online, Ultra Running Magazine, they have, you know, articles that I've written that's online. And, you know, so, but if I, you know, that social media is an interesting thing. I enjoy it. And it's, you know how it is. It can kind of consume one's life, you know. And oh. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, with what you're doing right now, you know, you've been living what you're doing, but now it's taking it to another level with the book and everything that you're doing. So, I definitely want to have you on again, you know, when your book comes out. When do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be in March or April or May?
Yeah, it, you know, around May, Cornelia, is when it's going to come out. And again, it's Broad Books Press. You know, it's a great press. The team that I work with there has been wonderful. And they've been highly encouraging and very patient with me about it. So,
well, John, I want to thank you so much, you know, for coming on. Definitely reach out to us when the book is out so that we can have another publicity inspiration, sharing your book with people and the storyline. So I want to thank you so much for inspiring me today and having me look at, like, wow, you know, maybe I'm missing something here. So because I'm not a runner, so, but you definitely opened my eye. So thank you so much, John.
Thank you for having me, and continue with the great work that you're doing, Cornelia. It matters and it's awesome. So thanks for all that you do.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling, is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so enjoying this passion and the guests that we have today and what they're sharing with us. I hope that you are enjoying it as well as I am. Stacy Johnson, my next guest, currently owns and operates Enlighten Up, a personal consulting firm based in Texas. She's an internationally certified personal development and integrity consultant, speaker, trainer, and author. Her time is spent working with individuals, families, companies, and communities, recognizing the power of integrity and amp influence and the importance of the legacy that they leave behind. Stacy grew up in a dance studio family and was blessed to enjoy the beautiful world of arts all her life. That is a huge blessing. She is 39 years married to a wonderful man, the mother of three and grandmother of eight. Stacy owned and operated Applause School of Dance for 30 years, took a pivot and spent 11 years in the adolescent adult substance abuse and mental health profession as a family services specialist. When I was reading her bio about all of that, that was a wow to me. Aside from her work at Enlighten Up, her new joy is co-hosting two podcasts, Uncapped Heroes and Midweek Candy. Welcome to the show today, Stacy.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thanks for your time.
Yes, I'm so glad that you came on. My goodness, you know, I was just sharing right now, when you did that pivot and when you went into the substance abuse work, learning about that and supporting, is that what you want to highlight today, or is there something else that you want to share with us about what you do?
You know, that was a moment in my life where we had some reality in our own home, in our family, that we had to manage. Oh. And I had to understand it, right? If you're going to block it, you need to understand it, right? And so I took a pivot and I learned and had the most beautiful experience in the process. I met some beautiful people. We opened a nonprofit organization called TOSS, stood for Tears of Strength and Support. And we just came alongside families that had, that were dealing with addiction. And how do you walk through recovery as a family member and as the addicted? And what's that look like on the other side? Did a lot of training about meth addiction. Got to see a lot of people. I'm a firm believer in recovery. It's the most beautiful process ever. And God is amazing in what he does. So it was one of those pivots of necessity, but turned out to be one of the most beautiful things I ever got to do.
Wow. That's incredible. And everybody in the family is good?
Amen. Beautiful. Been 17 years clean and sober, and life is good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So take us into what you want to highlight today, what you want to share with our audience that's going to inspire them to keep going.
You know, I like I said, I grew up as a dancer. Mm-hmm. And the program that I teach, that I really work with, is called Underneath the Music. Mm. And my mother was a dancer. She was my teacher growing up, and she was a fabulous teacher. And she told us from the time we were very young, I was a tap dancer. Favorite thing, love the rhythm, love the engagement of tap. And she would tell us, if you're going to be a good tap dancer, you can't dance to the music because the music changes. Underneath the music, there's a sound, this one guy, and that's your dance partner. And if you dance him, you'll always be on time. And as I grew and had children of my own and life changed and we walked the new journeys that we're walking, I began to realize how true that word was about our very own life, because life is rhythm and we are life, right? You one day the grand overall design looked down and decided the world needed one of you. And there's a beautiful reason for that. And you have a story to write and a dance to dance that no one else can do. And if you never believe in it, we never get to see you dance. And you give up your bow to someone else, right? Why? Yeah. Why are you going to give that up? So in Underneath the Music, what we talk about is what's underneath the music for you. Underneath all the chatter, the jobs, the titles, the creations, the hats that we wear, what's underneath that for you? Because that's where your integrity lives. That's where your faith lives. And that's where your honor lives. And if you're not attuned with those three things, the rest is just chatter. Right? And so I think that's what I want more than anything, for people to recognize and to understand and to believe that you are a reason. You are individual as a snowflake. There's not another one, right? Like you. And you have this amazing thing to do. And if you allow it and you ask, I'm a Christian, hands down. God is my walks by my side day in and day out. I couldn't do my life without his guidance. And a long years ago, when I was walking through this transition, I said, I need to understand. I need to see how you do what you do so I can explain it to myself. So I can walk in clean faith. I need to understand and show me what you do. And through those years, I got blessed with so many God winks. Is about the only thing I can call them. Moments when there was no other chance, no other explanation, but that it had to be God. Mm-hmm. And I feel sorry for, I empathize with people that never get to see that, never get to understand why if this wouldn't have happened, this wouldn't have happened. Right? And how it's all tied together. It's this beautiful circle covered up with the pieces of your cross. Mm-hmm. And what you put into that circle is what comes back to you in that circle. So many times, right? Let me give an example. When I was teaching, I had a young lady taking dancing for me, and she was doing a solo for the first time, right? She was nervous, 10 years old, so excited and so scared, and her mother didn't believe she was going to be capable of doing it, so her mother never got out of the car to watch. She said, I can't watch her fail. Oh, right? So it was my mission to this baby girl was not going to fail, right? We were going to show up. We were in a show, and she came to class one morning, and I had a ladies tap class that I taught right after her solo class. And every day when the ladies would come in, they'd come in and filter into the dressing room and wait their turn. Never bothered Maggie. Well, on this day, Maggie came in so distraught. She was like, Miss Stacy, I just can't do this. There's no way that I just can't get out there by myself. And I'm like, but you can. I was trying to talk to her and encourage her. And then suddenly these ladies just begin to filter into the dance room. And I thought, how odd. And then a minute I thought, you know what, Maggie? How about you dance for these ladies today? Let them be your audience. Okay. So they took their place up front and she did her dance and she was beautiful and she got through and she was like, I can do this, Miss Stacy. I can. And she left on top of the world, knowing she could do it. Right. That's why I talked. So for that look, right. She knew she could do it. And after she left, I looked at the ladies and I said, okay, why today? Why did you filter into this room today? You never come in this room. And all of them said, the door was locked. I said, what do you mean? She said, the dressing room door is locked. We couldn't get in the door. I don't have a lock on that door. Maggie needed an audience that day, right? And God helped us give her what she needed. And so when you can see those things in your life and you can look back, so many times we look at things in our life and we go, why is this happening to me? Mm-hmm. Right? I don't understand what I've done to deserve this. Why is this all happening? And if you can turn that picture around sometimes and ask yourself, why is this happening for me, not to me, mm-hmm. right? Then you can turn that around and then you begin to see a different picture and you realize, you know, if I'd have never met that lady that day, I would have never had that contact later, then I would never been able to do this today. And until you ask for eyes that see, I think you miss so much of what God does in your everyday life. We wait for these burning bushes of wisdom and we miss that butterfly.
So you're inspiring, you know, quite a few points with your message. One, how God has a hand in our, if we see.
Yes.
You know, if we're willing to see, to cultivate and build that relationship. There's that. And then inspiring that we can keep going and that we can dance our dance. So now, are you doing dance with people today? Are you how do you do that work with people today? Do you still have a school, or how do people work with you?
You know, I don't have a dance studio, but I feel like I just dance on a different stage. Everybody's life has a rhythm and has a song that works for them. Mm-hmm. And so as a trainer, as a coach, as someone that comes alongside you to help you recognize that that's your dance, take the bow. My job is not to get you to see the world through my lens. It's to appreciate what you see through your own.
Right. So do you meet with people on the phone, on Zoom? How does that work?
Whatever their need is. I meet in person. We meet on the phone. We meet by Zoom. Whatever your needs are. I don't have a cookie cutter program. I don't have a price list because everybody's needs are different. And if you come to me and you go, I need this, or I'm missing this, or I need help finding this, or hold this, then we figure that out for you. And what do you need in that, right? If it's a book study or life coaching lessons or whatever it is that you need to help you find that, then we find that. And God always opens the door and he helps us find a way.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. I think, again, you know, we talked about it with my previous guest, and that is, you know, you have, through your own journey and your own wisdom and everything that you've experienced, you have that belief and the knowing that there's always a way, that there's always a door will open, that God will open the door. And you have that belief and you hold that space. And then, you know, it's, you're giving that, I call it a lifeline, support for another person, having that belief in them until they can believe in themselves.
And that's really what it's all about, right? Discovering that you can, in fact, be your own hero, and you can save yourself, and you can find those answers, and God will put into your circle those people and that information that you need, if you just believe that, right? You wake up today, and today you have every single thing you need to get through today, whatever's today. You don't have tomorrow's yet, because tomorrow's not here, and yesterday's over, but you'll have everything you need for today if you just believe that. You know someone, you've heard something, you've read it, you've experienced it, you felt it, you know, you'll find a way.
Right. And then, you know, I think this is such an important topic right here. And that is to, you know, again, be present today and just be in today. Don't even put your energy, worries and fears into tomorrow, because like you said, it's not here. The past is gone. And that really put all your passion, your trust and your faith and your dance into today.
Amen. Into today. You know, it's like gratitude. When you talk to people about gratitude, so many times when you're asked the question, what's on your gratitude list? We give a list of things that we are grateful for. I'm grateful for my home, my family, my health. We can go on a list of things that we're grateful for. Okay. But if you look at proper English language, grateful is a past tense word. You already own that, right? What's your gratitude in the moment? Today, right now, what are you grateful for right now? Is it, if it's conflict, what's in it for you? Because there's no losing, there's no failing. It's only learning and winning, right? And so what's in it for you today? What are you grateful for right now, this moment? I challenge my grandkids and my kids when driving down the highway. I look around you and I want you to find one thing that you see in the world that makes you grateful. And it's fun to hear the reasons. One of the other day, my grandson said, I don't work on the highway in that orange vest. I'm like, there you go. That's immediate gratitude, right? And so I think learning to find gratitude in the present. Gratitude is a present tense word.
Wow. Gratitude in the present. That's a title. You know, that's definitely a message. That's definitely a title, or immediate gratitude. Right. Immediate gratitude. Gratitude in the present. That's really bringing it home right now.
Right now.
Gratitude right now.
Gratitude right this minute, because that's all you got. You're not promised 5 minutes from now, but you got right now.
Right.
Right. Be gratitude in the middle, whatever that is for you. And gratitude looks different for everybody. It's what gratitude is for me, not might be the same for you. And that's okay. As long as you recognize it and you own it and can own that gratitude.
Yeah. And, you know, like right now, I'm grateful that we can sit here. You can be in Texas. I can be here. And we can have this beautiful discussion. Amen. To inspire each other and inspire other people, that somebody that might hear this story today, hear this show, this podcast, that they will find immediate gratitude, that they will be inspired by this message, that they will be inspired by this story of hope.
Amen. That's all we can hope. You know, and I think that's really my quest in the podcast that we do. We don't have an end game. We don't have a We don't have a thing. We just want to know who you are, how you got to be there, who inspired you, what have you learned along the way, and what's your one-liner of wisdom to share with the world. We've done 428 interviews, and I have 428 different answers to that question. Not one person has repeated themselves. It is the most, I just love it. I feel blessed every day that I get to travel around the world from the comfort of my living room, and I meet the most fabulous people with the most amazing stories. Everyone's learned something. You didn't get to who you are today without learning something along the way.
Well, I want to come on your show. I want to come on your podcast, but what is your one-liner?
I would love to have it. Dance the dance, take the bow.
Dance to dance, take the bow. Tell us about your social media handles and also tell us about where to find your podcast.
Absolutely. Anchor hosts our podcast. We are on Spotify, Google, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. We're on 7 different networks. We are Uncaked Heroes. As we come out on Mondays and Fridays, and then on Wednesdays, we do a second show called Midweek Mind Candy, where we take one word and take a deep dive into what that word means and how you live that attribute of character and integrity. Some great conversations. I'm an old school girl. I like notebooks and pens and phone calls and email. You can reach out to me at enlightenup.stacyj, and it's S-T-A-C-Y, letter J, at gmail.com. Please drop me a note. HeroBuilder2020@gmail.com is how you contact us about the podcast. We don't care about your social media following or your handle or any of those things. We just want to hear your story, and everyone is welcome to share their journey and their story with us. So if you'd like to come on and share with us, we'd love to have you. Please reach out to us at the Hero Builder address. And I'm Facebook. I'm Stacy Johnston on Facebook and at StacyO.Johnston on Instagram.
And Stacy, it was a pleasure to have you on. Definitely, I feel coming home with you. So that's the energy that I feel coming home to you, coming home with you. Thank you for coming on today and inspiring us. I want to thank the audience today for listening and tuning in, and we'll see you again next time on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thank you so much for coming in.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.